Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm still worried about Tyson Walker, though. Dunk aside at the end of the game that didn't count, he just hadn't looked like the same player since that groin issue against Minnesota. And, like, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but there's just
I know it's the groin. Harold, I know he's got the groin injury, but I've said it for the longest, man. I think his back is just worn out from carrying the team for the last couple of years, where he's a team player. He's not that type of guy, but, you know, deep down in the back, he's like, will any of you please step up and help me out? And now, like, Malik Hall all of a sudden has turned into the player we all wanted him to be. And I'm sure now Tyson is like, well, thank God at least Malik is here to help with some of the heavy lifting. AJ Hogarth, we still really – I mean, he shoots a lot of shots, but they just don't fall in. Jaden Akins really has disappeared since the Michigan game. And I know, yeah, I do realize that, yes, Tyson is hurt. He did have the groin injury, but – I don't know how much of that is that or how much of it is just fatigue of, I mean, you saw it last night. And I mean, the game against Northwestern, missing some shots, like missing the free throws, just doesn't have that same, the legs are getting weaker. It's just not the same Tyson. You wonder, you know, does this team have enough rally in them for one more strong push? But yeah, you're right. But there's still a lot of question marks. I still say if they put it together, they got a combination that can go far in the NCAA tournament. They got a strong backcourt, along with my guy, who I think everybody keeps saying, got to play more Booker, got to play more Xavier Booker, got to play some more Xavier Booker.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect forever.